And we are live in 3, 2, 1. This is Valerius.
And Spirit.
And welcome to the Valerius Dragoncast. And Spirit is having difficulties.
That would have been the meat cutting Spirit.
Ah. Spirit is spoiling me. She's cutting meat for me.
It's because I only got one fork for us.
That's a bit of a medication. But, anywho. We are live at Spirit's house again.
And it's funner here.
It is more funner, yes. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Sorry, love.
More funner is not a grammatically correct way of saying funner.
Inconceivable!
And I am going to shoot you for that.
Well,
no more meat for you.
Aw.
No, I'm joking.
No. Don't deprive me of sustenance. So, yeah, here we sit.
Yep. I'm actually cutting up meat for both of us. So if either one of us goes silent for a minute, that's because we're chewing.
Yeah. It's actually really, really good.
I think my granny made it. It was supposed to be Brother and Jackie, but they said that they tried. And they failed miserably, so granny came and fixed it for them.
Don't fail me again.
I wasn't doing it. I
know.
I can cook.
That was directed at
Oh, brother and brother's girlfriend?
Yes.
I'm gonna start calling her that, brother's girlfriend.
See, now this isn't fair. That she's feeding me stuffing this into my hand more often than I can say anything.
Oh, am I?
Yes, I am.
I'll slow down and I'll eat more myself.
You want to run this ship? Yes. Well,
you can't.
Rar.
Rar. So today we were looking around online and I pointed Tim Valerius in the direction of... I pointed Valerius in the direction of YouTube and finally forced him to sit down and watch the Anthrocon videos on YouTube. I mean, I've been trying to get him to watch those forever.
Well, I've been meaning to.
There'll be no living with her after this.
But
you're right, there won't be.
What can I say? Spirit spoils me, and I start to take it for granted. I'm sorry, Spirit. If I'm not careful, she's going to stab me with that fork.
Or the knife.
Ooh, that'd be really bad.
Yeah, that might actually kill you.
Oh, please don't do that.
I'm not gonna kill you.
That's good.
Where's rum gone?
I don't have rum here, I'm sorry.
I see.
No! Not good! Stop! Not good!
You had to look for that one, didn't you?
Yes, I did. All right.
I suppose you didn't deserve that one either.
No, that one I deserve.
I mean, I'm like in a Pirates of the Caribbean mood right now. I'm like not using any of the Firefly quotes. I'm just like...
No, you used one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you were waiting for the opportune moment... That was it.
But wasn't it. Anyways, so on to the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. The second one, you saw it, right?
Mm-hmm. I saw it. I was impressed.
Impressed? I was saddened.
Saddened.
Cliffhanger saddened
me. Ah, yes, cliffhangers. Well, you know, that's the whole point of the middle movie in a trilogy.
I didn't know it was a trilogy!
Well, they had it in the paper that they already, I think, finished the third one. They're just waiting before they release it.
Pork chops. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. She's spoiling me. She's cutting it for me.
Well, I'm actually gnawing on the bone right now, giving us all a chance to talk about it. Oh, dog. Gnaw. Bone.
Yeah.
Are you able to cease thinking on command?
He's so said.
I'm sorry, love.
But I did not read that anywhere, and you know, it makes me mad if they do have it already finished, and they're not playing it for us.
Yeah, they like to do that. They like to make you wait and beg for it. Get down on your knees and beg.
How long are they going to make us wait?
I don't know.
Do you think Jack Sparrow is really dead?
Oh, of course not.
Of course.
Jack cannot die. Sorry, Captain. Captain
Jack
Sparrow. Yeah.
B-E-A beautiful.
But,
okay,
anyway.
Done knowing on that bone. Next one.
I steal this whole thing. Ha ha. I'd be good like that.
But I wanted to cut it up for you! You're not supposed to take a bite out of it! Oh, to all of y'all listening in on the background noise, that is my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My lovely grandmother. I love her so much. I really do. I love you!
Right. We're recording a podcast.
Oh, you don't have to leave, Granny. All right.
Okay.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Same here.
Yeah. But,
You know, it makes me wonder, why is the monkey back?
Because...
why is he still undead?
Because he didn't put his piece of the, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm not Disney.
And why is that other guy back?
Oh, Barbossa. That's what I want to know. Why is Barbossa back?
Because he died, clearly.
Yeah, he died, man. I mean, he's shot. Makes you wonder.
Then again, that is that witch doctor lady, so she can do
anything.
Yeah,
she's a little weird.
You know, I had to go back and see it a second time before I understood what she was saying.
Nice.
Inconceivable!
No, it is not! That lady spoke in riddles.
I have a point.
I'm invincible!
No, you're not.
You're a loony.
Huh. Oh, dear. As I sit here and play with my soundboard, which I haven't added to recently.
Why not?
I've been busy. That was an interesting sound.
That was a horse sound, I believe. No, I can't mimic. Can't mimic.
This must be what going mad feels like.
No.
No. This must be what going mad feels like.
Thank you.
Alright.
Fear me.
If you dare.
Ow! Whoa! I had a piece of pork forcibly crammed into my mouth.
And it fell out.
That was... Wow.
Don't ever do that again.
Alright, I won't. I won't, I promise. Next time I'll tell you if I'm gonna put a piece of meat in your mouth.
You know, I think that you're taking the soundboard way too seriously. Whenever I click something, it's mainly just for laughs.
I know, but it's funny. So you don't want me to... So you do want me to force-feed you.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, because sick people are hilarious.
Yeah, you know you like that.
I did. So, what's another movie we can talk about?
Hush. Oh, hush.
Okay.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
Okay, let me try this again. The second Dragonheart movie.
Oh, yes. Because we did watch
that. I got to see that for the first time, yes, last time. Now,
because I forced him
okay,
to.
Okay, let me just say, yes, I know, I'm a dragon, and I had never seen Dragonheart before.
Which is heresy!
Flame me, whatever, I don't know. But, hey, I loved it. And it inspired me to download, did I just say that? It inspired me to watch the first one. I haven't had the chance to actually watch it yet, but I have it now. Peer-to-peer is legal. Downloading copyrighted things not
if,
legal.
If through iTunes is if you download it through iTunes,
that's
it's
you're
legal.
Paying for it.
Yes, exactly. So it's legal.
Yeah,
he did it through
iTunes. Didn't, yeah, right. Right.
For those of you who can't...
Why is the rum gone?
Okay, I guess changing the subject. Why is the rum gone?
I told you. I do not have any rum. I had to adjust that.
Oh, one of my favorite lines from Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Hmm.
Ah, it's Elizabeth. Hide the rum.
I like how she made them when she was on the ship, and she was like, oh, what's that over there?
I know, that was great.
Yes, I am invincible.
I was like, they're such idiots.
That they were. But they were funny idiots.
Yeah.
Ack. Yay for dead air.
Well, we had some form of music playing. It's not totally dead.
Yeah. And, by the way, JP Silverwolf, you aren't on. It makes us sad. Well, granted, I told him that we would be recording circa 3 o'clock, and it's at 6:34.
Well, you got here late, and...
That comes from...
And then we, played around a little bit.
Sorry, what...
On a video game?
Yes, of course. I know. I'm... Sorry.
You and your dirty mind.
You know
seriously,
you like
man,
it.
I love my video games.
Yes.
My favorite one at the current moment is Kingdom Hearts 2. I haven't played it yet. But I love going to YouTube and watching the ending and spoiling the whole entire game for me.
You're weird.
No, you're weird.
We're both weird, eh?
I.
Must download more movie sounds, and then must get them into the soundboard.
Mine.
I protest. I am not a merry man.
Gotta love Worf.
Of course. I was watching...
Were they doing the Robin Hood thing, then?
Yes, that was with the Robin Hood thing. Oh, we must be Robin Hood and his band of merry men.
Sir, I protest. I am not a merry man.
I love that.
So what is he if he's not a merry man? Is he a merry woman?
He's a merry Klingon. Wait, is there such a thing? Merry Klingon. Wow. That'd be scary.
No! Not good! Stop! Not good!
There was a thing that my brother had way back when. It was like, you know, one of those foreign language books, and it had like the common stuff like, where's the bathroom? Where's a good restaurant? Well, this was a Klingon language poster.
Ah, yes, one of those.
I would like to find one of those again, because I want to remember how to ask where the bathroom is in Klingon.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm sure there's a Klingon translator online somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Wait, what?
When did that get on there?
I've had that on there.
Oh.
Sir, I think you have a problem with your brain being missing.
Oh, that was loud.
Yes, it was. Apologize for that.
I like the music thing.
Oh, yeah. I love the music in the background. Mm-hmm. By the way,
Spirit has a new laptop.
Oh, that too. I was just going to say, by the way, most of the music that I use for this show, I get off of a wonderful little site called ocremix.org. I highly recommend it. And their accompanying podcast, VGDJ, with Pixie Tricks and Zircon, I believe, is... They keep changing hosts. But yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to VGDJ, because VGDJ... You all introduced me to podcasts. Okay. Moving on. And no choking, Spirit.
That was just a bone.
Oh, no choking on bones. Oh, yes. You must pump this.
What is it?
I know that the spirit that RPG is only one that I need. It's the RPG for me.
As we do the dances here.
Games that are popular.
I
Like, people could so use this to blackmail us and singing this song.
Games for sure. I may have a shallow mind, but you can kiss my behind.
Notice she's going to shut me up with a piece of pork.
Wait, I like Final Fantasy. I'm gonna have a husband.
Always gets remixed.
Yes, Flarius is dancing in a very stupid way. I used to have the song completely memorized.
I did too.
I remember I thought the song too.
Yes.
Ow! Oh, you okay? No stabbing yourself on a bone? That's not cool.
You guys should see this bone. Oh my gosh. We gotta take a picture of this bone and post it up, because it just stabbed my finger.
Oh.
Wrong finger.
Which finger, then?
The thumb.
Oh, that's not a finger, that's a thumb.
Look at the stabbity mark.
Oh. There, it's all better now.
Yeah, it is.
Yay.
I'm just gonna kiss on the thumb.
That works.
Blackmail. Yes.
Oh, wait.
I don't know how it's blackmail, but I'll make it blackmail.
Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah.
You know what we should play on here? These two songs.
Yes.
Fury of the Furries. Sorry. I'm yeah.
Well, we are a scaly cast, so why not? I'm not a scaly, but I'm a furry.
Yeah. That's all good.
Inconceivable!
Wait, what? Hey. You okay?
Yeah. Dogs get hairballs too, you know.
She just has me completely silenced.
But she was naked and all articulate.
Now you know you have not seen me that way yet.
She has a point. But still, it's a funny quote.
Yeah. Want to gnaw on a bone? Oh, what, you're a dragon. Yeah.
Dragons just like swallow bones.
I don't think you want
to... Arg.
Never mind.
No brain breaking either.
I don't think you want to swallow this bone. This is the bone that just stabbed me in the finger.
You have
thumb.
A good point.
I mean, both of these bones. Look at that.
It's like a scythe.
Yes.
It's like, wow. Ah,
no, it's a velociraptor claw.
Ah! Oops. None of that. None of that. Oh, but you know what? I'm okay.
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
Yeah, I'll admit to that.
There'll be no living with her after this.
Yeah, there will.
I love my soundboard. It makes me so happy.
All right, here, nibble.
Yummy.
I'm full. I know it's good tasting. Whatever my mom or granny put on that is good tasting.
It's cheesy.
Cheesy? That's like Lowry's seasoning, most likely.
It tastes cheesy.
Are you sure that meat, a piece of meat, is good? You know, meat's not supposed to taste like cheese.
It's. Oh, I hope it's good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's got very slight cheesy taste.
I just like monster.
I like it though. I like it though.
Well, if we get sick, we get sick together. But it tastes like monster.
Yeah.
You're right. It does have a cheesy taste.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was a hamster.
Oops.
And your father's
sorry.
Snake.
I didn't mean to do that.
Wrong one.
Beautiful.
Right.
You're full?
For now.
For now.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
That's what I do.
Dragons eat and then they get hungry again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put it over there for right now.
I mean, I've eaten to the point of I seriously could not eat anymore or I would be sick. And 10 minutes later, I was hungry again. It's weird. I don't understand how my metabolism works.
Well, you're skinny, so it's most likely burning it as you're eating it. I mean, I'm a bit plump, and so it's most likely just letting it sitting there. It's like, you know, I'm gonna let the food sit there so all of the fat from it just absorbs into her body.
Aww.
But it's okay, because I like being plump. I mean, I wouldn't mind losing a couple of inches around the midriff, but I like the way I look. I think I look good.
I feel the need to move from Final Fantasy VII to Final Fantasy VIII.
Woo!
What was that? They probably picked that up.
I think they did.
More bad dancing by the crew of the Valerius Dragon Cast. Oh yeah.
It's a shame y'all guys can't see this. No, wait, no, it's not. Never mind, forget that.
We should do a video podcast sometime.
I almost got a computer that had a webcam on it. That would have been kind of cool.
That would have been cool. We could have recorded on that and go, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys seriously don't want to see us dancing like this. It's very sad and scary. Oh, by the way, like my Google Talk picture? Looks
yes.
Familiar.
It does. How did you steal that?
You sent it to me over AIM once.
Oh. Well,
that's
then.
Right. I hacked into your computer with my mad skills.
He's that away. I'll make it stop, I will.
Gotta love, gotta love podcasting, just being able to be completely random and nobody cares.
It's great.
That is it.
Especially whenever you got this thing figured out and you can play music while you're talking.
Oh yeah, I like that.
It makes it a lot easier on us.
Inconceivable!
Okay, I got it muted. Yes. I had to figure it out. I was like, I'm not sure if my remote worked. My laptop came with a remote.
Go switch off.
I'm kidding.
So I'm bragging. About my laptop.
Yeah.
I like my laptop.
She has a laptop. Now she knows the draw of it. And she shall...
Am I still getting... Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're still getting picked up. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, by the way, we have something to play. We have a clip to play. That's right. We have another caller.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to
down. All right. We have another caller from a good friend of mine, Pantaleimon. And, Pantaleimon, this is you. Let's hope that you come through clearly.
Hi there, Valerius Spirit and the occasional Fluffy. To remain notoriously anonymous, I'll say that this is Pantaleimon in Texas. I just heard your first two podcasts and decided to call and say that your mindless wit has me amused. I enjoyed both and thought something like, only Valerius could do this. Anyway, I'm pretty damn sure that I'll enjoy the next two, and I have to say that I'm looking forward to any upcoming shows, so take it easy and don't be bitter buffaloes or otherwise. Bye.
I'm still trying to figure out what he means by us not being bitter buffaloes.
Yeah, that is kind of weird, but I could grat you for even mentioning Fluffy.
Yeah. nobody ever remembers Fluffy.
I know,
great.
And she was in one, and nobody's ever mentioned her.
Yeah, but, yep, we gotta give props to Pan, or as I used to call him, Modman Pan, because he was one of the moderators of the Shirtigal chat room, and he just rocks. He's cool like that. So, Pan, for the win!
For the win, Red Ars.
Because we all know that I have to say that at least once per episode.
Except for I'm covering it up.
What do you do?
Red Ars. Final Fantasy Advent Children and Red 13. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah.
Yes, especially since it's a butt shot. I'm seriously. She has. Granted, it's a good still shot, but it's.
It's a butt it's shot of Red 13.
Oy vey. Ooh, I feel like being random.
Huh?
I feel like being random.
Well, be random then.
Wootage. Ooh, but what to be random with?
I don't know. Maybe you should actually put, like, a rock song.
A rock song?
Yeah, like a normal rock song, like, I don't know, Nickelback or something.
I don't have Nickelback. You should know that by now. I'm a video game geek. No.
I've got it. Come on. Just one song.
Nose.
Just one normal song. In fact, I'll make it low core. Give me a second. I have to pull it off my computer. This is not a rock song.
Yes, it is. Just be patient.
I guess it kind of counts.
Yeah. It's what I thought.
Ow.
There'll be no living with her after this.
You know you like that. By the way, props to, Black Mages, who this is, by the way. Black Mages, who I believe the first episode we played Genova by them. And yes,
sorry
that
about
little
the
sound effect was Spirit force feeding my computer a jump drive.
Sorry about that, you guys, but I am forcing him to play this song.
Aww.
It's a low core song.
This my problem is that I don't like a lot of the.
You like
of
this
the rock
one.
Songs.
You'll like this one. Keep going.
Yes, and we will never tell what it is that we are.
It's an acoustic rock song.
At. I'm making Spirit. I'm making Spirit make noises. It's good.
Quit running through my naughty files and just make the song.
I will take it.
You need to pause your stuff and play.
When you pause it. Oh, just look at that. I was just like, this is just great.
Not doing anything, I swear.
Oh, dear. It's all good fun. Ah. Okay, I'm going to ah! That's no fair. Aww. Okay, by the way, Spirit is being extremely bad. But
no,
I like
not.
It. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Haha. Yes, we're being evil podcasters. We are, because we aren't telling you what it is that we are doing. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm evil.
It's a song.
Do I have to be evil first? Okay, I'm not evil. There.
Red 13 hours. I need to find more shots like this. I need a really good still shot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, gonna be home soon.
I knew.
because their thing's supposed to be over at 6:30, and that means that they're going to talk for like 10 minutes and then come home.
Okay. That's fair enough.
So they should be home anytime now.
Fine, I'll play the song.
Thank you.
Am I loud and clear, or am I breaking up? Am I still your charm, or am I just bad luck? Are we getting closer, or are we just getting more lost? I'll show you mine, if you show me yours first. Let's compare scars, I'll tell you whose is worse. Let's unwrite these pages and replace them with our own. And swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll slave till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand. Been here so long, I think that it's time to move. The winter's so cold, summer's over too soon. So let's pack our bags and settle down where palm trees grow. Got some friends, some that I hardly know, but we've had some times I wouldn't trade for the world. We chase these days down with talks of the places that we will go. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on minimum wage. If love is a labor, I'll save till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand. Swing life away. Swing life away. Swing life away. Swing life away.
That was, what did you just do? That was weird.
I don't know what I just did.
I've got like this quiver.
I thought it was kind of funny. In a good way.
Mimage, witch.
Yeah, because sick people are hilarious.
Of course.
They are.
So, what did you think of it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
See, told you, low-core rock. It's called contemporary.
Yeah. Furry mini golf.
You know, the most amusing thing is seeing furry mini golf. Furries golfing. I actually saw earlier two furs golfing. Not like mini golfing, no, actually golfing.
That's cool. Yeah. Anywho.
Anyhow.
As we sit here being random furs that we are and such.
Well, you're a scale. Quit calling yourself a fur. No, this
fur
guy
being
looks
in
really
general.
Weird. And he sounds weird, too. You should pull this up so people can hear what this guy sounds like.
I might. Oh! That reminds me. See, Modman Pan, by the way, he showed something to me that I thought was just absolutely hilarious. Let me see if I can pull this up. Obviously,
well, they're not going to be able to see it. Is it funny to listen to?
Yes, it is, actually. I don't remember who it was. It was a blonde celebrity who, she actually asked at one point, so they call tuna fish chicken of the sea. So is it fish or is it chicken? And spent about 10 minutes finally clarifying that, 10 minutes finally clarifying that it was fish. And it was just really, really funny that they did that. Now, what this is a Saturday Night Live thing where they make fun of that. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh my gosh, I know who that is!
Huh?
What? I don't know who that is.
From the outermost reaches of the
universe. That one was funny too, but...
At one point, we should pull up one of these Sonic Blue things where he has the furry songs and let them listen to one of those furry songs, because those are amusing.
Nice.
Ah! What are you looking at, Tim?
Hey, I can't... Man.
What are you looking at, Valerius?
That's not what it's... I'm gonna hush. It's not what I'm... I can't help what's on here. I can't.
Oh my gosh, it's a big furball. That's a Latin vixen fursuit, by the way.
Cool. Anywho.
Moving along.
Moving right along, doobie-doom, doobie-doom. Okay.
I want to go to Anthrocon just so I can participate in their mini-golf game.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's see if I can find it. Real quick. Pardon the, time. Here it is. It is called Chicken of the Sea.
Okay.
As soon as it loads. Whoa, what is that? Here we go.
Hey, Jessica, great!
Oh, it's Jessica Simpson. That's right. Why is it, like, all stopped?
Oh, I know who that is, too. That's a Jack the Bat fursuit.
Okay.
Sorry, I... No,
not quite.
I can identify fursuits.
Alright, let me just do something real quick. I'm gonna get out of Internet Explorer and into Mozilla. Because for some reason it didn't like that.
Hey, log on to, Trillion so I can send you the link to this.
I will. Okay, we're gonna try this again. You ready?
Ready.
As soon as this finishes loading, here we go. Alright.
Hey, Jessica, great concert!
Thanks!
Looks like you worked up quite an appetite out there.
Did I ever. That's why after every show, I reach for a can of Chicken of the Sea brand tuna. Everyone knows that Chicken of the Sea is tuna, but what you might not know is that tuna is fish, not chicken. So look for the can with the mermaid on the label. Chicken of the Sea brand tuna, America's number one non-chicken brand fish.
But what if you want a tuna that is chicken?
Huh?
If you like Chicken of the Sea brand tuna, then you'll love new Tuna of the Dirt brand chicken.
Tuna of the Dirt?
Yep. Tuna of the Dirt is 100% top-grade tuna-free canned chicken.
So wait, is it tuna or not?
Oh, it's tuna, all right. Tuna of the Dirt brand chicken. So when you're sure you don't want fish, grab only chicken good enough to be called tuna. Tuna of the Dirt brand chicken. Look for the chicken with the cowboy on the label.
Wait, I'm confused. Why is a cowboy on this chicken can holding a fish pole?
Well, because he's fishing around for quality chicken. Tuna of the Dirt, the chicken with the fishing cowboy on the label, in the tuna section of your supermarket.
This is so confusing, I think I'm just going to eat a piece of fruit.
Well, then you're in luck, because if you're looking for fruit that's every bit as good as our chicken and tuna, then you'll want Turkey of the Jungle brand bananas.
Wait, stop, Turkey of the Jungle?
That's right, Turkey of the Jungle brand bananas, from the makers of Chicken of the Sea brand tuna and Tuna of the Dirt brand chicken. If fish grew on trees, they'd be Turkey of the Jungle brand bananas.
This is hard.
Nothing hard about it. Turkey of the Jungle bananas can be found in the chicken aisle, right next to Pork of the Orchard brand apples. Pork of the Orchard brand apples. Look for the apples with the turkey on the can.
So if the apples have a turkey on the can, then what does... What does the can have with the banana?
Why, that'd be the Turkey of the Jungle mascot, Porky the Scuba Diving Chicken. And Porky says...
If you want fruit, not fish nor fowl, Turkey of the Jungle makes this chicken howl. Ow! This turkey is good bananas.
Please stop. My head hurts.
Ooh, then you need Chicken of the Medicine Cabinet. The turkey of aspirin that comes in a tuna can.
No.
Chicken of the Medicine Cabinet brand turkey-flavored aspirin. Look for the tuna can with the chicken can on the label.
Dinosaur, bring
bringing you everything from Chicken of the Sea brand tuna to shoe polish of the outhouse brand typing paper. The kangaroo rat of the billiard room.
I did not need to know that. I did not need to know that.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my head hurts. Just like Jessica Simpson. I love you.
Oy vey. My head hurts. Oy vey. That was good.
They're playing Twister.
They're playing Twister in fursuits.
That is amusing. That is the ultimate fur pile right there, Twister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way.
Yes?
Carwin.com. Really, really good RP site from everything I've seen. They didn't like my character sheet. I was saddened. They took chainsaws to it and made it go into little pieces.
So, did they really?
Yeah, and they're going through, well, I don't know about this, but, you know, well, if you can lessen your stats here, you know, boy, I think you're underscoring yourself here, and, you know, it made me sad.
They're going to do that to my character, aren't they? I bet you they're furry haters. And scaly haters.
J.P. Silverwolf was the one who introduced me to the site.
Oh, okay,
and
so I guess...
He plays an Anthro Wolf.
Well, I'm about to play an Anthro Razorback.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you'll have any trouble as long as you keep the score kind of low. Because
I had a score 24.
I actually did Valerius with the whole technology bit instead of the whole magic bit. Got it down to 21. And, JP was saying, you know, for your first character, a lot of times people will purposefully do one that's really, really low, like 9 points. So that people can say, dude, you're really underscoring yourself, and your character's better than Dragonbait, and that kind of thing. And
maybe I should do that with Darren, and just make him Dragonbait.
Perhaps. Oh. Hydra IRC. For the win.
What?
Hydra IRC. For the win.
Yeah, you told me about that. I have no idea what it is, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Well. I'm going to see if JP is
there
on.
There it is.
Grr. JP is not on. I am saddened.
He must not like you anymore.
No, he probably just got tired of waiting. Ow. Careful with those nails. Ow.
So, oh my!
What?
Nothing.
What? What? What, what?
Inconceivable!
Maybe I should have something playing in the background.
Thank you. Well, give me a second and you can play this song in the background.
Fiddly D.
It's a furry song.
Yeah, furry is good. Ooh, what was that?
Alright, check your notes. On DeviantArt. Ow. I'll find my remote.
Thanks. Yeah, man, I am.
When was the last time you got a note on DeviantArt?
It's been over a year. I haven't put anything up on DeviantArt in a very long time.
Yeah, they're possibly like, oh my gosh, this guy must have died.
He died. Dead in the corner.
Oh, look who I've got doing a request for me. Yes, Valerius just shut me up. Look who I've got doing a free request for me.
Oh.
Wait, this isn't it.
I like the title of the note. Link, click it. So, once again, Those Who Fight Further is going to be paused.
Again. Here he is. This guy is doing a free request for me.
Alright. Ooh. That'd be Rain.
Oh my gosh, it is. You should go request something because he's still got 2 spots left.
Nice. Okay. Upon Spirit's request.
Hold up, it starts the music.
Let's go first.
Maybe not.
I'm suiting up tonight, and I'm looking all around. I'm gonna wear my new fur suit. Can't make any noise, cause pantomime's my voice. My antics give a comical boost.
I know him.
No dehydration, lots of water stations everywhere that I may surround. It's getting rather
I know him.
This head is doing harm. Direct me to the headless lounge. The best thing about being a furry is the freedom to romp and scurry. My antics are crazy. My vision is hazy. Fursuits, big boots. I'm getting so hot, but I still do this a lot. Giving a hug, oh, posing for photos. Look over there, there goes a bear. I'm giving a shout, yeah, to show the way I feel.
It's like, what is that?
The earth. I feel like a furry.
He scared the kid.
The furs need a break. Tonight we're gonna make a road trip to the next fur con.
I want that so bad.
Your this weekend we'll be having fun. Best thing about being a furry is the vacation away from all the worry. Look at the fursuits. Forget it's a costume. Great shows, let's go. And there's Uncle Kage to tell us a story. Is ranting, some pursuiters dancing, a masquerade, pursuit parade. I'm giving a yell, yeah, to show the way I feel. Yerf, I feel like a furry.
Hey, and we have Skype action. We have JP!
Yes! Well, you can turn down the man, I feel like a furry.
We have JP.
Oh, good.
So, everybody, we are going to soon have a conversation with the JP. Scary. The JP.
How do I spell kangaroo?
K-A-N-G-E-R-O-O. No, sorry, you had it right. A-R. My bad.
So it is? Okay, gotta go somewhere else then. I like that fursuit.
Much fun.
I feel like a furry.
It's an orca.
And a dolphin.
And a dolphin. Cetacean.
Latin vixen fursuits.
Nice.
Latin vixen. Fursuit.
Well, either we aren't going to have anything from the Freaky Furry Friends, or we are going to have all of them.
Wow.
Which would be freaking
kinda
awesome.
Cool.
It would be like the best thing ever.
For suit, because I want to find better than that.
Indeed. Well, we are going to go ahead and end this podcast.
Yep, end the pod.
End the podcast. This has been Valerius.
In the meat-cutting spirit itself, I'm not cutting meat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, cutting the cheese.
Oh, that's rude.
Hey, I had to say something.
I completely lost my train of thought now. That's not
this
cool.
This is the end of the podcast. This has been Spirit.
And Valerius. And this has been the Valerius Dragoncast. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to find a song, too. So give me a minute.
So, in other words, we really aren't ending the fursuit just yet. The fursuit. Oh.
I think we better stop. All right, we're out.
Oh. live on Skype again.
I can tell you, JP, Skype. This is great. We're talking during the closing music.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's like we're in a theater and we're having a pleasant conversation while that's going on, and I'm having a Google conversation.